17 after 7, very shortly on the program, Rolf, we're going to be speaking about something very, very dear to your heart. But you've even got a packet of this lying around to shed some asphalt.
I've got heaps of it, Jody.
Okay. We're going to California in a minute, but first, traffic information for you. It's pretty heavy going on both the Kwinana and Mitchell freeways heading into the city this morning. Drivers on the Kwinana are backed up to the Mount Henry Bridge, and on the Mitchell, it's slow going all the way from Erindale Road. So just slow down, take it easy, and get there safely. But, a little bit of peak hour around. And joining us shortly on Brekkie as well, Ross Solly will be having a yarn with us about all things sport, but in a moment, asphalt, Rolf.
Can't wait. Hi, I'm Simon Marnie, and this Friday is Good Friday. Good Friday, you mean Great Friday. Join me for a national Good Friday Brekkie as we delve deep into the ways of relaxation, holiday maximisation, and a little entertainment to boot. So set the alarm for snooze, the oven for 180, and have hot cross buns and tea or coffee this Friday for breakfast with me on ABC Local Radio.
Oh, hot cross buns and tea and coffee. Boy, that sounds like a pretty nice way to kick off Easter in a few days, doesn't it?
Sure does. We're crossing now to Scott Gordon in California, and Scott, he's got a very interesting museum. It's an asphalt, or what we would call bitumen. He's got an asphalt museum. So let's hear what Scott has to say about his museum.
Good morning to you, Scott. How are you?
Good morning. I'm fine.
What time is it in California?
It's 4:15 in the afternoon.
Oh, boy, I'm glad it's the afternoon for you. So it's sort of the end of your working day, and it's only 19 minutes past 7 here, bright and early in the morning. So thanks for joining us on ABC Radio in Perth.
My pleasure.
Okay, we want to talk all things road coverings. Tell us about this museum.
Well, this museum is actually a bit of satire.
You mean it's not serious?
Well, it exists. It's just rather small. It was formed about 10 years ago. It's basically a little box in my office, and it has little pieces of asphalt in it. But really what it is more than that is it's a website, and it's a satirical website that is made to look like a real museum. And a number of people who have visited the website assume that it's a real museum, and I get communications constantly from asphalt contractors and other museums and historians, scientists, all thinking that I am an expert on asphalt and will be able to help them with their endeavors. But basically, it's a satire.
Scott, where did the idea come from for your collection of asphalt, or what we would call bitumen over here in Australia?
Well, the idea was really born out of what happens when you're a grad student and you have very little money, and so you spend you drive long distances because you can't afford airfare, and so you're on the road for 20 or 25 hours, and your mind starts to go a little bit, and you pass lots of signs that directing you to little regional museums like the. You'll pass a sign that says a farm implements museum or a helicopter museum or something like this. And after a while, I got to thinking, you know, anybody could have a museum. I wonder what I could have. And being on the road, I don't know how I came up with the asphalt museum.
Now, hey, look, tell us about some of the more interesting pieces of asphalt that have either been sent your way or that you've gathered over time, because there's some pretty historical stuff here.
Well, interesting, I guess, is in the eye of the beholder. I have got the Pacific Coast Highway, a little chunk of that. I have a Route 66, the old Route 66, what the song is named after. I have a little chunk of that. Let's see, that's about as interesting as it gets, really. There's a number of other rather mundane highways. Let's see, so a friend of mine ripped up a road reflector from Stanford University and sent it to me, and that was sitting there for a while.
Oh, any contributions from here in Australia?
Not yet, but
I tell you what, Scott. We'll send you a piece of some of our roads. I know the roads up my way are starting to fall apart, so I'm going to grab you a little piece and send it to you. But Scott, how long have you been collecting this? Because I've got a vested interest. Was it you who took that bit of the Pacific Coast Highway when I travelled in 1988, and I fell into a huge pothole? Was it you who took that little bit? I think it was in Mendocino County, just north of San Fran.
You're sure it was 88? Because I didn't get started until about 91.
Oh, it must be someone else who's got a museum and they take a little piece for you.
Oh, yeah, well, that's true. I don't know of any other asphalt museums, but I did get a call from a museum in Chicago saying they were doing an exhibit on the roads, and they were wondering if I had some particular samples, and I had to write back saying I'd never heard of those before. So.
Now, Scott, a lot of American highways, as I do remember from my travels, are actually concrete highways. So are you thinking about diversifying and grabbing a bit of concrete from some of these highways as well, or just purely bitumen or asphalt?
I think I'll stick with asphalt. This is big enough as it is.
How big do you want your collection to grow?
I think there's a lot of room for expansion, actually.
So
right now, it's only about 2 feet by 1 foot right now. So I think there's room for expansion there.
Look, I think we can throw the challenge out to all our punters. Australians, as you know, travel the world extensively. And what we might ask them to do is we might ask them to actually, wherever they are, whatever part of the world they are, take a piece of asphalt and send it to Scott Gordon in California. How about that?
Okay.
Oh dear. Well, let's hope the exhibition or
the museum gets bigger and better.
Gets bigger than 2 feet. Who knows? A meter. Well, something great to aim for.
People can find it easily on the web. Just go to any of the search engines and type in asphalt museum, and it will be the first thing that comes up.
It's the only one.
It's the only one. In fact, one of the most funny things is that you've probably heard of Yahoo. Well, Yahoo thinks it's a real museum, too. If you look under museums in San Francisco, it comes up. If you look under wine country attractions, it comes up. So it's easy to find.
Okay, Scott Gordon in California, thank you for joining us. Good luck with the growing expansion, and may the road be a smooth one for
you. Make sure that you get a bigger mailbox, because I think you're going to be absolutely flooded with bits of asphalt from around the globe.
Scott Gordon, all the best to you. Bye-bye now.
Thank you.
Scott Gordon, and I think it's a pretty safe bet that he's got the only asphalt museum, and it's currently at 2 feet. Now, Rolf, before we go on, you are with Jody and Rolf here on Brekkie. It's 25 after 7.